Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I am calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, okay. Nope. Thank you. Thank you so much for your answer. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote.
Yes. Definitively, yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, got it. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Can you tell me what is your age?
Do I have to? Old? I'm 67.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that information with me. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The wrong track, and the train is going fast. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list. Please indicate which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family. The first one is inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Then we have taxes. The next one is abortion. Then local growth and development. Then K-12 education, access and cost of healthcare, crime and public safety, the economy and jobs, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance cost, or climate and the environment.
Boy, it's tough to pick one. I'd say abortion.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Definitely or probably?
Yes. Definitively.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly, okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Fentress Driscoll.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes, very, very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is Rico Smith.
I don't know that person.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay, got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Driscoll, for sure.
Driscoll. Okay, got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ventris Driscoll?
Definitively.
Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, or a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The experienced one.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Better.
Okay.
Better.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at the record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? The Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee, or the President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington?
The Republicans in Tallahassee, 100%.
Okay, got it. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. So which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community?
Wow, that's a very skewed and written question of the Democrat, not the Republican. Wow, I can't believe they make you read. That's terrible.
Yeah, and so which would you choose, the first one or the second one?
The Democrat, the second.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following comes closer? Okay, sorry, what did you say?
No, I was just like, that's shocking that they would even ask. Wow, that's crazy. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
The first one.
The first one. Got it. Thank you so much. And thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? While political violence is unacceptable, it doesn't change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. The second choice is, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will not vote for Donald Trump this November. Or, I have been...
The first one.
Got it. Thank you so much for your answer. And now I'm going to give you some statements about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterward, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first one is the Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith serves in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club in Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure that all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Or the Democrat Sandra Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleges to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protect our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians.
Yes, Representative Driscoll, 100%.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first says, Fentress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
What were my choices to answer?
Yes, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Much more likely. I'm okay. Voting for her, so, I mean, whatever you're asking, I'm voting for her, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. The second one says, Fentress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
I'm voting for her.
Hello?
Yes, I'm voting for her.
Okay. And the next one says, Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes. Sorry?
Again, a very skewed question. Yes, I'm voting for her, absolutely for that, because I agree with her there, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one says, since Fentress Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed. Property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Well, haven't affected me at all, but yes, I'm voting for her. I haven't had that problem.
Okay. And Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teacher union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
You're not supporting Hamas. That is incorrect, but yes, I'm voting for her. He shouldn't have you say things like that. That's just a lie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you so much for your answers. The next one is, Fentress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Again, not true, but yes. Still voting for her, even with those lies that you have to read.
Okay. And the last one says, Fentress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Holy cow, man. Yes, I'm voting for her.
Okay.
No matter what he has you say.
Okay.
Man.
And now, if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House or Representatives? Again, if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state and government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens.
Not voting for him.
Okay. The next one says...
Did he go to college? Say that he went to college. You said he was enlisted. I'm just wondering if that's part of the problem with what these questions are. Did you say where he went to college? I'm sorry. Maybe you did.
No, earlier. I didn't say that.
You said where she went to college, but I didn't hear him. Okay, so that's why he was enlisted. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. The next one says, Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increasing parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and on-based learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
Not voting for him, and I doubt he wants to have them learn critical thinking. I don't believe that, but next question.
Okay. The next one is... Rico Smith believes recent property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Our rates are fine. No, I'm not voting for him.
Okay, got it. And then we have Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
I don't believe that, but no, not voting for him.
Okay. And the last one says, Rico Smith supports effort to streamline over development and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
No, not voting for him.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Francis Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
Representative Driscoll.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Francis Driscoll?
Definitively voting for her.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And you will now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, got it. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Democratic.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
What was the first one? I couldn't hear you.
Yes. Would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Yes.
In your,
a progressive liberal, yes.
Okay. And it is very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is
the last part? I don't know how you're somewhat.
Okay.
I have a graduate degree, so 16.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. I'm sorry you have to read those bad questions. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.